Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Burger podcast. We got a great show tonight. Keep in mind the call-in number is 800-893-9562. Let's introduce our usual suspects. We have Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
April O'Connor.
Hello.
Ryan Talmo.
Hello.
And special guest tonight, we have Bombo Belford.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I love Bombo. Say hi, Bombo.
Why you always...
Long enough. And next, we got Chuck. I can't... Mysterious Chuck. He's been a caller. He's
every
a comedian.
Week.
He's in the flesh.
And you know, I'll tell you, we can't say what Chuck does. We could just say Chuck does the kind of shit where we can't say what Chuck does.
Yeah.
You know, like real deal.
Let's just come
Chuck,
out.
Can you give me a pardon?
It's gay porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
even if I could, I wouldn't. So,
right? No. Yeah. Nobody would. So yeah, we have a lot of but we have a lot of insight we can get from Chuck because he does have a lot of insight. And like I said, we can't say exactly what he does. We can't.
One of the things I do, I am a comedian. So,
yes.
Yeah, and he's a ginger.
Well, here's the funny thing. He's a ginger and a comedian. And this is my thing. And that, to me, just smells FBI agent. I don't know.
That is a racist word.
I just want to ask Bert.
Is he a ginger?
Look at his arms.
He is a human being with red hair.
I do. I do.
I do know what Chuck does.
But I would never say.
No, I'm not asking you. Yeah, I just want
it's that kind
to,
of a thing.
Chuck, are you a grocery clerk?
Listen.
I go to the grocery store a lot when I call people. So I'm just
if
saying.
Anyone's been to Venus Fair on Lancashire, Chuck is the guy who cleans up after. Nobody ever wants that. No, I do know what Chuck
does.
Why
I don't admit that.
It's very high level. I can't go into it.
I heard it was the Department of Water and Power.
Again, I said it was very high level. I didn't say whether it was water level.
I saw it.
Or,
right, exactly.
Yeah, the Department of Water and Power. It's a very high level of water.
DWP, huh? Wow.
Speaking of arrests, we know, Bombo's probably been arrested several times.
Look at him. He's an adult person.
And that's some great bourbon. Bullet bourbon. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by Bullet Bourbon. No.
Speaking of bureaucratic assholes.
Well, this is the thing, is I've had my run-in with the sheriff. But this is the thing. If anyone takes the subway, then you have been to a stop where there's between 5 to 12 sheriffs checking tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, we're all aware MTA is a privately owned company.
Yep.
That does get funding from the city, but is privately owned.
Yes.
So we take tax money, taxpayer hours, and we use our sheriffs to be ticket checkers for MTA.
Yeah.
Now, we have massive crime in the streets, horrible unemployment.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, right? And whoever saw
not
that.
Not your neighborhood.
Yeah, not Megan's heard of it.
I live in Little Armenia. We're doing really well over there. We're getting a Target built.
600 games of chess going on at any fucking time in every front yard. Yeah,
that's a soldier on every corner.
It's like, my God, what do they have? A canasta game everywhere? But no. And so here's the thing. So they have all these sheriffs being used to be ticket checkers.
Yeah.
Now, we already pay taxes for the MTA. Our tax money goes to it. We pay for the train. Some people don't. Big fucking deal. Because you know why? There's people killing kids. There's people raping and hurting people. There's crime going on. And we're spending many man hours checking tickets.
But they need that extra $18 a day that they get by having sheriffs there that they're being paid $85 an hour to stand on the fucking subway platform.
No, but they just incorporated turnstiles. A ticket if you they don't even have turnstiles.
Yeah, it's like $600.
They no, they have the turnstiles. They do lock.
$550 actually, because I paid
it
for it.
Watch this.
It used to just be like the honor system.
It makes no sense because, you know, like if you go to New York to take the train, you see cops that are, that's what they do.
That's exactly. Yeah. They're Metro cops.
Metro cops.
Exactly. Yes. That's all they do is they ride the train.
And they're paid by the Metro.
Yeah, exactly. They actually ride the train to make sure no one gets stabbed. The cops here are standing on the platforms checking fucking tickets.
No, they're riding a $260
ticket. While some dead guy goes by them at Hollywood and Highland on the fucking 4 train.
Honestly,
you think that trains in L.A. are numbered.
San Francisco, they have a private police force that patrols the buses, right? But then they also have BART police. The BART police are deputized. The other ones
people instead of tase them.
Listen, they have private security or whatever who are allowed to write tickets, but you can tell them to fuck off and walk away, and they can't do anything. They have no jurisdiction. You need sheriffs to do it, or people would just be like, if you're not a cop, fuck you, and I'm out of here. I'm for free public transportation. We can afford it.
But that's never going to happen.
Right, but they can't. No, you can't say that you have no jurisdiction. That's like walking into a restaurant and saying, I'm not going to pay, and then a waiter being like, you have to pay. You just ate this shit. And then guy going, you have no jurisdiction. Well, you're not a cop. I'm not paying.
Actually,
I'm leaving.
They do have. No, because you're on public property, not private property.
Wait, let's hear from someone who knows.
Still, it's someone that works for the thing.
But private security that are hired to work like let's say, you know, the subways and stuff like that, they do have a certain amount of jurisdiction because I used to work in Las Vegas as a security officer for a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And we had jurisdiction on that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't care what you're about to say. Please tell me a backroom casino story. What you're just about to say. I want to hear about you fucking putting a guy's head in a vice.
No, you know what? I do have a good story about a hitman that I knew back in the day. We're sitting there drinking, and it was his birthday, and he used to be back in the day hitman. You know, he was kind of retired, and he was sitting there, and he was getting all hammered, and he was like, Chuck, when I was in prison, I killed people. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to hear this shit because I don't want you
in
to
prison?
Wake up. Yes. Yes. He's like, I don't want you to wake up tomorrow going, oh crap, I told Chuck too much. Now I got to go off his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, but they do have jurisdiction. So if, let's say somebody gets on the train, they didn't pay, yada, yada, yada. That's basically, it's the same thing as if you go in and you don't pay for your meal. That's called defrauding an innkeeper.
Yes.
And so the security can detain you until law enforcement gets there.
That's they have that type of right.
Like Disney police.
Yes.
Even if they're hired to do it on the subway and it's public property, they've been hired to do that specific job. So they do have that. It doesn't have to be private property. That's a misnomer.
They can't put their hands on you, dude.
They can't.
They can't.
You can tell the Muni cops to F off.
Because you committed a crime. And so they do have that right to detain you.
Citizens arrest you.
They're not arresting you. They're just detaining you until law enforcement gets there.
Yeah, it's not an arrest. Right. It's a detainment.
But what I'm saying,
they can't put their hands on you.
What they do here at the stations is I ride Metro every day.
False imprisonment?
But they actually cattle crawl you. They set you up. So if you get off in North Hollywood, everything is taped. So you have no choice but to get your car tapped or checked.
Yeah. Oh.
And they will write tickets off just like that. And they get at least about 100 every hour.
Yeah. That's their main
people
money.
People that fucking walk through that don't have tap cards.
Yeah, here's
or
a crazy idea.
I have a big issue with the LA Metro, and that it's this, that you don't get a free transfer.
Right.
Oh, really?
Which is a load of shit.
You used to be able to go one way and make as many transfers as you wanted.
Which is how it should be. New York, Boston, San Francisco.
For the train, though?
How much?
It's like over $250 a ride.
For what? Last time I was in New York, it was 250.
That's why New York sucks ass.
It was 250 ride. But that doesn't matter. Here, it's 150.
They're raising it.
Okay.
$2.
I get on the train. If I get on the red line and I'm going to Pasadena, so I have to get off at Union Station to get on the gold line, right? I have to repay. I'm not leaving a train station. I'm just getting on another train. So So I have to pay $150 to get on the red line, another $150 just to transfer. If I get on a fucking bus, I got to pay another $150.
Yes.
You can't do transfers anymore.
You can do a $5 all day
pass.
$5
you could ride all around town all day, man.
These are personal problems, man.
You know, $5 and you got the third best transportation in the world. If this isn't good enough,
$5 for a pass. No, I'm just saying we should get free transfers.
Yeah, people don't have water.
You know why it's not good enough? You know why it's not good enough?
We want to talk about people. You know why it's not good enough?
Because you know what it is? Me and my black daughter shouldn't have to be on a bus.
It's a pretty decent transportation system.
No, let me tell you.
Go someplace where it sucks. You'll appreciate this place more.
Bombo, it's not good enough.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because me and my daughter, who's mixed, had to sit on a fucking blue line while some guy ranted for 12 fucking stops how Whitey sucks. Then I got to explain to my daughter how I'm not Whitey. You know, I'm not who he's talking about. It's not good. It's a shitty thing. It
but
depends
really,
where
though,
you write it.
You definitely were who he was talking about.
Well, yeah.
Well, I believe that there should be a mental health evaluator on each car. But
on the blue line.
I've been to some places.
That's the worst story you got about the train, then that's not a bad
one. Oh, no, no. You can whittle a fiddle.
You carry that fish.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've been through.
Everything here runs every 10 or 15 minutes.
I take a fucking bus to Imperial in Vermont. Everyone eat a dick. Here's the thing. Okay. We were talking about the sheriff, but here's the thing. We're wasting all these hours on sheriffs. Now, here is why I'm going to say at the moment, I hate America. I will tell you why.
On the eve of Lady Liberty's birthday, the eve of Fourth of July,
I will tell you, I wish the fucking Japs won.
I wish they fucking won.
It would be a better
one.
I'm going to tell you why. How many days ago? Where are we at? Watch this. How many days ago were we just talking? There were protesters in Marietta, which is right by Temecula, which is right by meth. And,
it's all gross.
Right?
They're
protesting the entrance of immigrant children, mostly children, from different countries to be processed and then checked for scabies, TB, all different things, hopefully immunized, whatever.
Microchipped.
Of course, they're going to fuck them over. That's given. But here's the thing. This is what set me off. Dumb fucking Americans, and I've never really said this because I hate when people say it, sat there and protested children in Marietta.
Yeah.
Held up signs, we don't want you. No, you're going to, and we're going to get to you. And I just want to state this whole thing, though. This is the thing. We protested children. It was reminiscent of 1960s, no blacks in our school, reminiscent of keep those Jews out of Denmark, throwing rocks and spitting on them. They were Jewish children who were guaranteed to die in Germany, made it to these other countries and were spit on and not wanted. We cannot create another generation of people who are angry and hateful, which will be these children when they grow up here after seeing these signs about we don't want you, we don't want you. And when any American protests a child, you're morons. Go cut the heads off the fucking politicians and the corporate executives who are making money off of these people, suckering them into coming in, using them like slaves. Kill them. Blow up their houses. Burn them to the fucking ground. I don't care. Line their streets and don't let them get home. If you want them to close the borders, you do that. You don't protest children.
The problem is it's a bunch of kids and what do you do with them? They're just going to sit in some fucking building until politicians decide what they're going to do with these kids, whether they're going to let them stay here or whether they're going to ship them back to the country they came from.
Do they have family here?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of them are from Central America.
Yeah.
And they're fucking 10 years old. They have no idea. They don't know what's happening.
They were put in a van
or put on a fucking train and saying, look, at some point you're going to get to Texas and then you need to find this person who's like my second uncle or some bullshit like that. And it's a fucking 10-year-old kid, and they're supposed to find their way once they cross the fucking border.
I want
to
hear.
And then all of a sudden, some bunch of fucking asshole politicians are going to find out, or going to try to decide what these kids are doing.
Well, here's the problem, okay?
What?
One, the misnomer is people keep saying that, you know, it's, you know, unaccompanied juveniles. The ones that are ended up at Marietta are not unaccompanied juveniles. They are family units, okay? These are kids that are being accompanied by a mother or father. They're with their mother or father. I agree with you. It's bad that the children saw what they saw, but I really don't believe that those protesters, well, at least the majority of the protesters, were out there protesting the kids. They're protesting the policy that is allowing all this to happen. Mm-hmm. That you know, our government, you know,
then go, you know, to government, go to a government.
Go to their
building.
House. But see, that's the thing. They were right outside a government building.
No, no, go to these politicians' houses. Block their streets. Don't let them get home. Go, go.
But you can't go to Obama's house and you know, he can't see out on the street protesting.
Obama.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Obama
lives on a spaceship, dude.
But Obama has bypassed Congress, and
it's true.
And he's created a thing where these people, he's created a thing where these people are coming over already know that nothing's going to happen to them. They're not going to, for the most part, they're not going to get deported back. These people that are ending up at Marietta, right, they're going to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to be released.
Yeah, no, they're going to be citizens. They're going to be made citizens because
more
we don't send children
those
back.
Citizens because once they get the paperwork where they go out there and show, hey, you know, I was released, I have a court date, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, they can go get driver's license. Yeah. They can go get benefits. I've talked to people that have processed these illegal aliens over in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I do say illegal aliens because that is the, I know that's not politically correct, but that is actually the legal. Well, they are aliens. They're aliens to the United States.
That's the term.
But that is the term. That's a legal term.
United States is alien to this land.
That's not right.
Illegal.
Yeah.
But I thought it was migrant
workers. No. Those are the grape pickers.
No. But I talked to people that actually processed them, and they said, we've had people tell us that we need to hurry up and process them because they have an appointment with WIC on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, I understand all that. No, I agree with all that. Let's shut the fucking border down. You know what we do? We take every goddamn sheriff off a fucking subway turnway. We put them on a fucking border. You lock it down. No one comes in. It's that simple. They're here.
Right.
They're here. Leave them the fuck alone. We beg them to come here. Our government is saying, come on in, we need corporate slavery.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you don't want them. We know it's not good for them.
On one side, you got the people that want the, you know, the cheap labor and everything. On the other side, you got the people that are looking, hey, future voters, here we go, you know. Oh. And the problem is...
And they're puppets, and they're human beings.
I think that one of the problems with the people out at Marietta is I think they're just so frustrated because our government doesn't listen to us. That's why it ended up being what happens. Our government just doesn't listen to us. They don't listen to the people, and so people get frustrated. And it was kind of ugly. I do agree, 100%. You know, I don't want the kids seeing that. I don't want them being afraid or anything else like that. But it sucks, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Chuck, corporations are people. Of course they listen to people.
Well, yeah, no, you're right.
About our government doesn't listen to people.
No, Preston knows that's his family. They're corporations.
Now, on the news of this whole thing, they're calling a border crisis, right? A border crisis.
Go for it, Tomo.
Most of these immigrants, are they're not from Mexico at all, right?
No, that's what I loved. There's a bunch of people out there counter-protesting, holding up Mexican flags.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single Mexican on those buses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all Central America. It's countries that actually is being ran by just drugs, pretty much. Fucked up countries down
countries
in Central
that are
America.
Worse off than Mexico, and then they go through Mexico.
Yeah, they go through Mexico. And just so we know, Mexico fucks them over, rapes them, cheats them, enslaves them, does everything they claim we do to them.
Yes.
They're no better.
Yeah.
It's just
that's the thing. Mexico doesn't want Central American immigrants, so what they do is allow them to go through Mexico and come to the United States.
If you pay.
April, what's your opinion?
Go for it, April.
Why is your headphones on?
I really want to smoke some weed.
There you go. There's a reason we don't go to our fucking Bobo. Okay, stay out of the goddamn show unless you know what's going on.
Hey, no, fuck off. No, I think these people...
If they are here and they're here looking for something better, we should try to accommodate them.
Correct. And it's not even that. 100%. They're kids.
Yeah. They're just children.
Right?
How bad are things when you're going
to
send your children to another country
alone?
How bad are things where you're from?
How ignorant are you?
It's
got to
be like a life or death situation when you're going to send your kids unchaperoned to another country. So if these kids are going to die unless they have this amnesty, then... I mean, how is that different than like a school shooting? If you're like, let these kids fucking die.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
If you think, fuck these immigrants, you're like a school shooter to me. You know what I mean?
It's terrible. People all over Panama are paying $3.40 to ride the metro.
I'm telling you, it is.
It is just very sad.
No,
you don't
even
try to.
One of the problems I have with that philosophy is we have so many people in America. We have children starving in America.
But we don't care about them either.
But what I'm saying is we need to take care of them before we take care of other countries. We need to make sure our country is 100% taken care of.
Dude.
And then I'm more than happy to.
So let's lock down the border then.
It's creepy that they want to process them, though. They want to inject them with some nanotechnology, inoculate them with some gnarly shit.
We need to get out of the World Cups and the Olympics and just isolate ourselves now. We have to go back to isolation.
Okay, this got super bananas real quick.
Tom O'Brien, white supremacist, real fucking quick. Yeah. No.
I saw him.
He was like, the whole time.
Let's get these kids on Coca-Cola immediately. Megan, I just want to say, Chuck,
we have a lot of issues. We have a massive problem with homelessness. We have a massive problem with mental illness. There are loads of homeless kids. Where we are right now is an issue.
Yeah, two blocks
over,
people
live. But we aren't dealing with that either.
Yeah,
I agree.
And so, like, it's fucking bananas to me that people are so up in arms about people trying to get in this country to build a better life for themselves.
Which is a lie to them.
Have other issues that we should be more people should be more up in arms that there are people that were born here, that their families were here for three generations, and they can't feed themselves.
And they're still
on Obamacare.
And we don't give a fuck. And we're pissed because a fucking kid from Panama or Guatemala is trying to get in here to pick strawberries because that's better than what he could get.
Actually, not too many Panamanians coming over.
I'm sorry, guys. I picked the wrong country.
Yeah, my Panamanians
are wrong country.
Right.
But I'm just saying, figure out your goddamn priorities, man. We have a lot more shit to be pissed about.
Well, that's all I'm saying is, as Americans, we're protesting children once again. It's reminiscent of the 60s. It's reminiscent of the Holocaust. It's too ignorant. You know where these politicians live. If you're not a little pussy, don't protest children.
Yeah.
Go block their homes. Go tell them, hey, I'm looking for a better life. I'm moving into your house, Mr. fucking mayor. Mr. Governor, Mr. State Assembly person, Mrs. whatever, you know, I'm moving into your house because I want a better life for me and my children.
Here's the issue, and it's a good point.
I'm just going to roll up and start squatting in your house.
Right. But that's the thing.
Well,
if we did that to them, they would get what we're saying in the sense of, hey, look, we don't have enough employment for Americans. We don't have enough. Here's the thing. Once they get in, you can't kick children out. That's a fact. But if you take all those subway fucking sheriffs, you put them on the border, you block it off, you do whatever you got to do, you end this. You don't have to deal with children being in here.
I saw a lot of sheriffs the other night. They were...
Great story. Thank you. Great jump in.
Let's move on to something that makes me less angry.
You know
angry.
What, Preston? Can we do this, and then we're going to go to kind of the week.
Yeah.
You're so pretty when you're angry.
May I tell the story?
Tell it, please.
I pulled up
Well, first up, hold on, Burger.
No.
Say what we're talking about first.
No. Oh, okay.
Let me lead into it.
Go into a cold. What the hell?
Let me lead into it. I pulled up to the Comedy Store, and I was parked at a meter right in front of the main room, but sort of by the stage entrance. And as I'm about to get out of my car, tons of cop cars made a huge roadblock, and they all started walking towards the store, like lock and load it. Like, shotguns, beanbag guns, their fucking handguns out. And why? Why do you guys? Do you guys all know?
Oh, yeah.
Because Cat Williams is crazy.
Is a oh,
fucking really.
He pulled a gun out on dropper. A heckler. He pulled a gun on a heckler.
How long ago was this?
This is Tuesday last night. Night.
No, this is Monday.
The second fucking time that's happened.
Well, Cat, he did claim he finally
Jamar
came out.
Neighbors? He was like, I'm going to have my thugs kill you. Did Jamar
talking
Neighbors?
To the Mike, Mike, Mike. Talking to the mic.
He tried to punch Jamar Neighbors one night.
Yeah.
And then he got arrested for threatening the crowd with a live fucking handgun. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I love Cat Williams.
Kansas City much? Cat Williams.
That is the best way to handle a heckler. Motherfucker, yes. Shut the hell up during my set.
Hey, cocaine is hecklers, a powerful drug.
He's a yeah. blood, and the hecklers were some.
They
were calling
them
cuz.
Yeah.
They know that the dudes that they were, it was like a tattooed face dude, because later on I saw these two dudes being held by the cops right by the pink dot, and like one dude was like suit, like tatted face, everything, just super ghetto.
God,
and
I might know him.
Yeah, man, probably. Yeah,
burger, he lives above no, he, you.
It sounds like my buddy
talking
Anthony.
He pulled a mic on a heckler, but I have a friend that was his DJ.
By the way, April just
stage.
Said he pulled a mic on a heckler.
He pulled a gun.
Should be dangerous.
Oh my God.
That is like a carbon yeah. copy of the
giving
story
a mic
that
to a heckler is a dangerous
yeah,
situation.
Putting a mic in a heckler's face might be better than putting a gun in his face.
Yeah.
It's
more
scary
right?
for the heckler.
Whatever, fuck off.
No, but what? No, because you know
hey,
what?
Can I eat that joint? Or are you guys fucking just going to do me like
but
that?
Anyway, but anyway, but no.
It's not.
But
I got my own
April,
joint. It's not. I brought my own
it's not. April. It's not. The whole April, thing was Cat Williams denied it and said he got jumped while he was walking to his car. Obviously, you talked to people after the thing. Was it clearly he pulled a gun on stage? Like, that was obviously what happened.
He pulled a gun on a heckler. On the
right, so there's
yeah.
no
just
that's
or,
the second fucking time.
Or
he's done
outside.
It.
Off
no,
stage.
The Jamar Neighbor story, too. Yeah.
Right, but Cat Williams' story is not the true story.
Well, Cat
that
Williams
said
he
got jumped walking to his car. That's what yeah. he said. And he didn't
said
have a gun.
He never pulled a gun. These dudes were calling him cuz, which is like a blood crip thing. And. Fucking
he said they jumped him while he was going to his car.
He said he didn't get he said that they like approached him. He
oh,
said he
right.
never pulled a gun on stage. He never had a gun on him.
Of course.
Wait,
that's what
he
said.
If
he
did it on stage, wouldn't there be like a ton of freaking witnesses right there?
No, man, this is a pattern that this guy
he's
has done
this
done
before.
This
right.
before.
He's
right.
bananas.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you didn't do it. Last time you were here, you tried to like punch a guy
yeah.
who was just like asking, saying,
you
hey
what,
man,
though?
I really like your comedy. Yeah. And you tried to punch him in the face because you were tripping and hallucinating about
yes.
the boogeyman or whatever crack
yeah.
it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know Cat, but I mean...
Cat, you know what, though?
My the friend was his DJ on tour.
He just
and,
made
and
me
he's
really
suing
southern.
Him over money, and he's, like, constantly looking just, for him. Like, constantly.
Yeah.
Looking for... Like, he's crazy. Like, he was looking for Jamar after that, too.
Oh,
really?
Oh, no, Cat's nuts, but
he's
this
crazy.
Is the thing. This is what I'll tell you, is Cat Williams is real. His funny comes from real nutty shit, and that's the difference between you take a Cat Williams and you take a Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart will make you laugh, tickle your funny bone, blow your cock. Cat Williams will tell you some real shit and make you laugh. And Cat Williams is a fucking nut, like Eddie Griffin. If you know Eddie Griffin, I saw Eddie Griffin attack Ahmed Ahmed for no reason. I was talking to Eddie. We're just rapping, da-da-da. He's telling me about all this shit. All of a sudden, he goes, hold on, and goes, you know, but this is the thing.
Cocaine's a hell of a
real
drug.
Motherfuckers yeah. are nuts. You know why Ice Cube does family
what?
Movies? Because he was a real gangster. And that's what a real gangster does. They try to get the fuck away from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Dre spends his whole life trying to prove he's a gangster when he never was.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Cat Williams is a fucked up individual
right.
who I think is one of the most talented, funny comics
oh, he's
around.
A great comic.
He's fucking
yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah.
I agree.
But isn't he above
like
that? Isn't he
out there?
Isn't he above that, man? Isn't
no.
He's making a lot of money. He's very
matter.
Successful. Because
he's banana
he's like
cakes
five,
crazy.
5 feet
yeah.
tall and a crackhead.
It has nothing
he's
to do
real.
With whether he's a gang member. He's just fucking office rocker.
That's why
it.
I like him.
Yeah,
though.
But the media likes it too.
Oh, yeah.
Same
right.
time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But they
up.
Do it from a different
there could
aspect.
Be a little
yeah.
Napoleon
you know,
complex going on.
Oh, it's definitely Napoleon complex.
Who's Napoleon? Is he related to
Napoleon? He was like
Napoleon?
Yeah, he was his little cousin.
Napoleon. His little cuz.
No, Napoleon is related to Steve Carroll.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Right. Excuse me. Napoleon. Okay, did
yeah,
I say it?
There we go.
Yeah.
Napoleon.
It's all new words. Maybe you're not pronouncing it proper in Greek and stuff.
But that's the whole thing.
Comedy related.
Greek?
This is
yeah.
A,
yeah, Napoleon,
a complete
the famous
tangent.
Greek conqueror.
But they're making a Richard Pryor movie right now.
Oh, and God, don't even get me started.
Nick Cannon.
Richard Pryor.
No,
you
sure?
The best thing was said.
Oh, is that what that Richard Pryor died twice shit was I saw about
The best thing was said is...
That's great. You know who fucking did that movie? Richard fucking Pryor. Yeah. Called JoJo Dancer. One of the best movies ever.
Hey, it's a great movie.
He played himself. He was straight real. Yeah. Did a great job. The best autobiographical movie ever. And now they're going to do a Richard Pryor movie? Just fucking replay it.
Hey, watch JoJo Dancer, man, in that scene where he confronts the mob boss. Oh. It's very powerful. Oh. But then listen to his stand-up that scene was based on, and it goes the other way where the mob boss loved him. It's the best stand-up I've ever heard in my life, dude.
Oh,
he's like, oh, you fucking beautiful guy. Come here, you little black kid. You're going to try to shoot me. Hey, Johnny, get in here. Take it. It's the best, bro. And then they made it all with, like, to fit the movie, they Hollywoodized it.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, his stand-up about meeting that mob guy the first time they weren't going to pay him. That's fucking brilliant.
It's brilliant, but the movie's done. You can't you can't do better than having Richard Pryor play Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Nick Cannon.
But you know what you can do in Hollywood? You can make another movie and make a little bit more money.
God,
isn't
that
Gene Wilder make a cameo?
Of course.
Oh, don't even.
Don't start. Don't fuck with Gene Wilder.
No,
that's my boy.
No, they're going to get Chris D'Elia to play Gene Wilder.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I think I just stood up in
Chris
my mouth.
Chris D'Elia is going to get a perm, and he's going to be Gene Wilder in the Richard Pryor.
Chris D'Elia, if Chris D'Elia plays Gene Wilder ever, I'll kill them. I will fucking kill. I'll rip off.
Remember that time me and Preston broke up on the air?
Right? Preston Blaine on that one.
Did that happen?
Wow.
Yeah, it's about
to.
If Chris D'Elia ever plays anyone but some fucking rich kid Hollywood producer's son.
Passion of the Christ too.
Some hot guy on a sitcom is like, I can't date anybody. I wear a leather jacket. Fuck you.
Hey, he doesn't have a job.
That means I break the rules.
One night we'll do it at midnight episode. When he was on at midnight, he was a dick. The whole half hour.
Yeah, he told about that. He was talking shit to everybody.
Chris Hardwick's show on comedy. He was a dick on the whole. Chris Hardwick's like, dude, stop.
Yeah. By the way, talking shit to two way funnier comics. Yeah. On the fucking
Brian Callen and Will, what's his name?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso, yeah, he's talking shit to those two.
You know what the thing is? Yeah, this is the thing. D'Elia is a piece of shit. And speaking of cunts, I'm going to jump into this.
Why are you hating on that? Good segue right there, huh?
One of my favorite things is fucking cunt of the week.
Okay.
I love this.
Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia is cunt of the year.
Cunt Wilder. Yeah.
The cunt. Bi-weekly cunt of the month.
He's the mascot. When we come up with a little animation.
Oh, we got to do. You're so brilliant.
We apologize.
Is his head bobbing around?
D'Elia is going to be the mascot for fucking cunt of the week.
Him and the LAPD could be cunt of the week every week, but it would
him
just get
sucking
just get
Whitney
stale.
Cummings' cock.
You got to allow other people to be cunt of the week. You know?
Anyways, guys, so we do have another person week.
Who is it, Preston?
The cunt of the week is Mr. David Pershing.
Sounds like a lovely name, like a nice, responsible, Pershing Square? Person's name. Like,
David Pershing is the president of the University of Utah.
Okay.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
Wait, what?
Has nothing to do with Aaron Hernandez.
All right.
Go Patriots.
The president, David Pershing, the president of the University of Utah, folded in the face of nothing, of just being a fucking pussy cunt.
Yeah.
The University of Utah is changing their fight song. Their fight song that was written in 1904, which is
called... Does it talk about their three wives?
Which is called I Am a Utah Man. They're changing it from I Am a Utah Man to I Am a Utah Fan.
Bi-gender person.
Because women protested against it. It's a goddamn fight song.
Oh, my God.
On a fucking... If you want to change the fight song to I Am a Utah Woman, write a fight song called I Am a Utah Woman. And then they'll fucking sing that at the same fucking time. By the way, they only sing this fight song at football games, which is a sport that only men play. Outside of some,
as a woman, I'm offended by that.
Outside of
I was a cheerleader for half of my life.
Yeah.
But he's a cunt because anytime someone is just feel Why does everyone have to get their way in every fucking situation?
Yeah.
Why are we going to change the Declaration of Independence?
There was literally 12 women in Utah.
Dot dot dot. And women are created equal. When are we going to change that? If they're changing, I'm a Utah man to I am a Utah fan. I'm offended that Lady Liberty is not Lady Liberty and Mr. Liberty Gentleman or some bullshit that. Is a man that offended that it's Mr. Liberty. Liberty.
He's just under the skirt.
And not Man Liberty.
He makes a great point, though.
Chuck, you can do better.
No, he makes a great point, and I know Chuck agrees with this, is that we've become such a pussified country that we placate to everybody.
Oh, yeah, but again, can we just focus on the fact that, like, this is important and the fact that we have children starving in this country and other children trying to get in, like, whatever, no big deal.
But this is the thing.
But really, like, this is a big deal.
Because
they don't say woman in this stupid song for a stupid college I didn't even know existed.
No, you know what, Megan? You make a great point in that most people don't give a flying fuck about it.
No, they're just too busy working.
You got two women here.
To give a shit about some fucking football song.
No,
sing
I will
your
say
song.
This.
Do your thing. Who
I
cares?
Will say this. It's not that people are too busy working, feeding their kids. It's that this is a hell of a lot easier to get pissed off about than something that's a hell of a
that's
lot
real.
Harder to fix.
Yeah. That's real. Yeah.
That's
true.
The fucking
Listen,
issue.
The magnetic poles have shifted and vaginas are the new penises. Get used to it, people.
I can't fuck anything with what I got. So.
Well, yeah,
I
don't
know what that means.
It means that, you know.
Okay, I don't know where you've been
for like 2,600 years.
The world for years upon hundreds of years, all right?
Well, sexual oppression is prevalent.
It has nothing to do with pussy. It's just
2,600 years ago, the Queen of Russia and then like the Amazon chicks that were like, you know what I mean? No, it was a female cycle, and we just did 2,600 years of male cycling.
Are we shocking these fools tonight?
Yeah, I'm just telling you right now. That's why the females are perverts now, and guys just want to hold hands, man. It's been a complete
The feminization of men is a true thing. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's why there's so...
When gang members are wearing pedal pushers, the world's fucked up.
You can fuck me...
What?
The producer wants to fuck April.
This is great.
We were really getting into meat of like man versus woman, like sexual.
Scott, our producer.
Sexual oppression is a thing.
He wrote something new. What did you write?
Scott, what did that mean?
Card rape. April.
Get on mic.
She said she can't fuck anything with what she's got, and I said, you can fuck me.
I felt I was making progress.
Watch this. Next show, next week after, April fucks Scott. Now, Scott,
there you go.
You have never seen the dildo that this woman carries.
Now I'm just pissed off because I got invited to the wrong week.
You are not going to be able to walk.
I can guess what color it is.
You know what?
Sex on the show.
Let me tell you something.
This
dildo she has is big and it's beige.
Purple.
And she's coming at him like a fucking crazy man. I like April. She's going to bang the fuck out of Scott. 2 weeks. Watch it. We'll have shock collar trivia and Scott getting fucked.
Guys, can I say, like, I hate to do this about me, but Scott, what's wrong with me?
Shock collars on them.
Ooh, why don't you want to make it
what's wrong with me? Why can't I fuck you?
Hey, let's talk about humping and pooping, guys. Guys, can we put...
Thank you. That's all I need to hear.
In two weeks.
We infuse poop in
Hey, guys, remember that time when I broke up with Megan on air? Remember that?
Did that really happen?
Here's the thing, Preston.
Did that really happen? Wait, Preston.
Did he put a fuck Megan sign in the window?
Wait, that would happen. Because here's the problem.
Fuck you, Scott.
You can't get mad.
Megan put I want to fuck Scott sign in the window.
She didn't say she wanted to get fucked by Scott.
She wants to join in fucking Scott.
I just wanted to know why I didn't get a call out.
These two girls are going to spit roast Scott in 2 weeks.
Preston, she just wanted to light your fire, bud. It's no big deal, really.
Now, I have a question because this is what throws me off. I'm looking at my list. And
this ain't honor.
I see Hobby Lobby.
Oh, boy.
Someone tell me what the fuck this is.
I thought they sold remote control cars.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I thought I could get like,
can I, Can I get some good airplane glue in here?
I thought I could get higher glue.
They're religious and they choose not to cover birth control. Is that the gist of it?
But what do they sell? What do they sell?
It's like a Michaels. It's
Arts and Crafts.
They sell Arts and Crafts
stuff.
So it should be Addiction
Lobby. What is Hobby Lobby, Preston?
Hobby Lobby is a company that sells fucking RC cars. Perfectly explained.
And loads of crafting.
Wait,
but
lots of puffy paint.
They are they're a very big company. They have loads of employees, and the CEO is the religious guy. He's a Christian guy. Perfectly fine, but what they don't want to do is have to cover birth control for their employees, for their female employees,
based on religious reasons.
Based on they don't believe in birth control because they're retards.
Okay. Well, for religious reasons.
Religious. Would they rather pay health care for the babies?
It was a small company that got started by this family
who were very religious.
It's not publicly traded.
There's only a few people that own this company in it. Right. And so their thing is, whether you agree with it or not, but their thing is, hey, this is our company. This is how we started. Yes, it got huge, but our religious beliefs are this. We run our company by religious beliefs. You can't go there on Sunday because they're closed.
Right.
They're closed on the Sabbath. So,
okay. Yeah. Right. So here's, what happened was the case went to the Supreme Court.
But I want a scrapbook.
And it was a 5-4. and as usual, it was a 5-4 vote because the Supreme Court is totally fucking. It always
for
is
life.
Fucking.
It is. Exactly. Hey, fucking 90-year-old cunt.
There. Yeah, they're all bananas in there.
You get to do this until you die.
Blatantly, every fucking decision is so blatantly down partisan lines. It has nothing to do with the law or what they believe in any sense of the word. It's all fucking whatever.
Okay, so your problem
but anyway,
with them.
Can I, of course.
No, my problem with them is that it opens up a slippery slope because corporations are inherently greedy because they want to spend, they want more money in their own pocket or in their shareholders' pocket. And I hate being a conspiracy theorist, but what is going to stop a fucking a head of a corporation saying, I'm a Christian scientist now. I don't believe in medicine in any way, and I'm not going to give any of my employees medical benefits of any stature, and then they're going to be able to make loads of more money because they don't have to give medical benefits.
122 corporations.
Is if you're a fucking Christian scientist.
Hey, 122 corporations today filed to get whatever the Hobby Lobby won. They don't have to pay for birth control or whatever. Right. 122 corporations today.
Because they can make more money.
Wait, hold on, one second.
It's precedent now they can...
I just want to say, it's case law. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not going to quote exactly what the decision was, but essentially what it came down to was a person...
You know what, this is the Iron Burger podcast, we don't give a fuck about facts.
That's right. Hey, don't let that stand in the way.
It's cool. It's cool. No, but that's not what I wanted to say.
That wasn't the decision. I want to hear a thought.
The decision basically came down to a person's, in this sense of corporations, religious right is more important than that of a woman's.
Yes.
Was essentially what the Supreme Court came down to.
I agree with them.
What are we, people or something?
What are you, only 55% of the Earth's population?
But that really was what it came down to,
is they decided that that a religious freedom is, they don't have to, the women that work for this company, their right to not create life or create life, whatever they decide, is not as important as Hobby Lobby's right to be like, but Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, women don't even get paid equally still.
But here's the thing, right? They're not publicly traded, so they're not trying to get money for shareholders.
Right.
They'd have to be publicly
traded. Not federally funded.
Right.
So the court decision that came down, here's the thing with the slippery slope, right?
The court decision that did come down, only they came right out and said, this has to do with... this has to do with birth control, period. It cannot go anywhere outside that scope besides birth control, okay?
And abortion and things like that.
Right, it cannot go outside that scope.
Right.
The other thing is nobody's stopping women from going and getting it. They're just stopping women from, and I get that you're pissed off about it. I get that. But the other side of that is
if I don't like where I work, if I don't like the, because I've always made sure I get jobs that have benefits and everything mm-hmm. else like that. If I don't like the benefits, I go find another job. Yeah.
Here's mm-hmm. the thing, motherfucker. But right now, people don't exactly have a load of options for employment.
I agree. True. No, I do agree.
A person might have got a job at Hobby Lobby, and they don't have another fucking option in their
and
town.
And also, here's the thing, too.
How are they going to crochet it's, without their discount?
Here's, but here's well, also a true. Thing. Yeah. A guy that works for Hobby Lobby can get a vasectomy, which is male birth control.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
no one
snip,
fucking
snip,
gives
snip.
A shit
oh,
about
wait,
that.
Is it because
they cover vasectomies?
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes. They're depending. Not.
Yeah.
They will,
yeah,
no,
if you have
this.
A fucking health plan, a vasectomy
look,
is a
I
fucking medical
one
procedure.
Step further,
yeah.
I don't think, yeah. I think Hobby Lobby
yeah.
should
control.
Not only cover.
Of course it covers
birth
that.
Control. I think they should pay the fees for dating apps. You know what I mean? I think that they should have to be responsible to cover the fees for what got that. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like.
They pay
yeah.
fees just
to swipe. Yeah, Match.com.
But only
me
for Christian Mingle. Only
yeah.
for Christian Mingle.
Hey, you know what? Don't buy birth control, but cover abortion.
Yeah,
that's all
go.
I'm saying.
It's cover, a heating
yeah.
night tonight.
And dating apps, because those can become costly.
Yeah.
Okay?
With their fee.
You know what? I think that I should have
well, and also, Hobby Lobby, I would like to say I'm talking specifically about Christian dating apps.
Is Viagra
with the heat
in there? Is
Viagra doing that thing? Talking
yeah.
over each other
yeah,
is annoying
yeah, yeah.
as fuck
you.
For
that's
listeners.
Too much.
It's still happening as I'm screaming
okay.
at everyone.
Viagra.
You have to figure
it's
out like
a little
a
less talking
system.
From this side of the table and more talking than what April O'Connor.
Hey,
I'm
Bobo?
Just saying that
hey,
right
Hey, Bobo. Look at the fucking title of the show. It's
I know.
Not the
I didn't
I'm
say
Bobo
from the
podcast.
Left part. But
okay.
let your
Shut
guest
the fuck
talk.
Up.
That sounds
thing.
Good.
Watch this. Watch
it's
this.
The ginger's taking over this,
just,
this show right now.
I'm the head motherfucking ginger.
I know. That's why
no,
it's
no.
so hot, dude.
Yeah, I got balls
so
that
much,
are red.
So much fire.
Watch this. Well, then control your leash.
You know
Shut
what,
up.
You know what I do want to hear from?
Jesus
I want to hear. I want to hear from Ryan Tomo.
Yeah.
I want to know where the fuck you ate this week.
Oh, my God. If he can say it, I will
Wait,
give
but
him
no,
$1 million.
He was about to make a point about Hobby Lobby. I don't give a shit about the
make a Hobby Lobby
ate.
Point?
Yeah.
Aren't they covering Viagra, too?
Yeah, everyone
no.
likes
yeah, okay.
their
yeah.
Are they
okay.
covering Viagra?
Okay. Yeah, they are.
That's funny.
Speaking of hard dicks.
I mean, that's fucking ridiculous.
Speaking of hard dicks. What the fuck did you guys eat this week?
Honest to God, I cannot pronounce the name of the place.
Say it.
But...
No, just
spell it.
No, try and say it. Try and say it.
El Pasio? What was it called?
El Pasole?
What was it called?
Preston.
No, we all tried.
Impressed
El Papuzole.
Spell it.
No, it was not El Papuzole.
Spell it quick. Spell it quick.
No,
El Pajole?
El Pajole? Is that called? It's L Butch. Something.
El
Pajole?
Okay, you guys really whited this shit out.
No
I
shit.
Can't tell
what the fuck did you eat? What did you eat?
Tell my
can I? Can I?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to fucking take over this real quick.
Megan was the one that actually referenced this
really
one,
good,
I guess.
It
was a good beer special, hence their...
Well, no, it's a solid place. It's off. It's right by the delicious chicken place where they went and did not bring me tacos because I couldn't make it. It's this pupuseria right next to Lotus Lounge, right off Santa Monica in Vermont. Fucking amazing. They have a happy hour. During their happy hour, pupusas are $1.50.
Are you talking about the place
50.
Right by the subway?
It's an El Salvadorian place, and there were 75 kids that got off a bus in Marietta.
Great callback. Great callback, Preston.
Impressed the lane in
wrapped
the game.
Around.
On
Loving
point.
It. I'm done for the night. I'm leaving.
That was
sorry.
Preston,
that was a hot set.
That was I saw this guy do stand-up comedy last night.
That was the best.
Okay.
No,
that's
the
best
thing
he's
ever done.
You know
Nobody
what?
Gives
Preston,
what did you eat?
Love this guy. He's a magician.
We got pupusas.
Yeah, we got three of them.
We got three pupusas, three beers. And if you've never had pupusas before.
Pupusas.
Does that mean like pregnant lady
We're
or
going,
something?
It's okay.
No,
yeah.
Don't
worry about
eat a
it. White that up. White that up.
Excuse the kid. Excuse
oh, really? I whited that up? You heard these two motherfuckers try to even say it?
They're like, it was
so many white motherfuckers in the room.
Which two?
For three beers, three pupusas, and when you get pupusas, you get that gross tomato water that is not good.
Oh, yeah. And then curtido.
Yeah. And which is basically a delicious like coleslaw.
Yeah,
it's like Salvadorian kimchi.
It's cabbage.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Cabbage.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Cabbage.
Got that for three papooses, three beers, and that shit. It was $14. It was $14.
All right, Scott, get on the horn. How the fuck do you actually say papoosa?
Papoosa.
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 I said that fucking motherfucker. No,
why are you asking a Mexican how fucking Indian says his food?
You're like,
hey, it's not even Panada, homeboy. It's a papusa. That's Indian, not
Mexican. Me and Scott were talking about that earlier.
So who's, like...
I used to play for an All-Salvadorian soccer team.
It's not that anybody's racist. It's possible some of us are misinformed.
Okay.
Yes. By the way, my favorite thing that ever happened was we were just talking about how good the El Salvadorian food was, and then Bombo looks at me and goes, why are you going to have a Mexican tell you how an Indian talks?
Right?
Bombo doesn't know anything.
El Salvadorian Indian.
Yeah, fuck.
Well,
Brown is brown.
Wait. I don't want to run out of time. We got a major important thing. We're getting right to the Green Report. Right before you do it, I want to do one thing. I want to just say this. Okay, I went to this place the other day.
Oh yeah, they're close by.
Fucking really cool people. They're what is it?
Apothecary.
Thank you, 420 Collective. They're on Dickens Street.
They used to be in Koreatown.
Absolutely wonderful people. Very cool. I was surprised.
Very nice.
Right now. Yeah. Great weed. I just want to throw that in there. Also, the last thing I'll say is Vermont and Imperial. The guys kicked me two extra joints. Loved them for it because I'm pretty fucking broke. Nice. You know? It's right there in the middle of South Central. All white people, which is weird. But great place. Real friendly. April, you have our Green Report tonight.
Green Report. They just announced all the locations in Vegas. They're on the 7th, they're going to announce which ones got approved in Washington State.
Hell yeah.
And then by the 8th, they'll be allowed to open and start producing at least.
By the way,
oh yeah,
what the fuck took Vegas so long?
Right?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a
well,
big
yeah.
money
okay.
If the casinos can fucking sell weed, I would love to be sitting in a slot machine and getting handed a joint instead of a Budweiser.
Oh, it makes you sleepy and you won't gamble.
Well, that's the thing.
They want you to be up.
That's true.
But then they realized that buffet sales were off the hook. So they brought it around.
Oh, dude, if I could buy a joint in a casino and go to a buffet,
I'm already spending eight hours at a buffet when I'm in Vegas. I would take me in one of those carts to my hotel. Can I tell you guys, the only thing I truly want is buffets.
Okay. Let's one at a time. One at a time.
And Talamo.
What?
Yeah, jeez. I know.
And I had a lot of fun at the High Times Cannabis Cup in Sonoma County.
How was that? Did you meet anyone?
Dante was there.
Dante,
the comedian?
Dante, like Peter Dante from like Grandma's Boy.
Oh, okay. Not Dante, the comic who fucked over his black wife,
then talked shit about her, then fucked some other comic, and then went on to fucking Dante, like his
ass is tanner than my face.
Got you. Okay, so Dante. Not the scumbag fuck from Corbin Bull.
Dante, let's make
Monkey Drive.
Adam Sandler movies. Right. Dante.
I mean, there's lots of people in the industry. It was really cool. I saw a lot of really big joints, and everything was medicated. It was hard to like resist really, really nice chocolates when there's like a pretty girl like, here, eat this chocolate. And I'm like, but how much is in it? And I'm like, oh, fine.
Who cares?
I know. But you got to be really careful with that.
But were people down with Honeypot?
Oh yeah, they were loving it.
A great group. That's you, right?
Yeah. Well, it's my fam
amazing.
Right there.
I don't think you've made the announcement on the podcast.
Talk about them.
What?
Tell us about Honeypot.
Yeah.
We had a
playmate at our booth with us. Yeah. She offered to take some photos for us. She's also interested in starting an edible company herself. So it was really cool.
You guys do honey.
It's medicated honey. We make topical. We also make medicated nuts. Yeah. They're called bees nuts.
Right?
I want some medicated bees nuts.
Do you want some bees nuts?
Yes. Bees nuts.
Okay. Yes. I like that. I like that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you guys.
It's at Honeypot420.
Honeypot420.com.
Honeypot420. Go to our Instagram or our Twitter and you can find
medicated
a lot of our shops.
Okay. Did you believe
so I'm going to start off with this.
Shut up. We're plugging.
Yeah, you got to shut the fuck up.
No, here's the thing. He's generally in a trailer. Here's the thing. No,
hey, you invited me, man.
First of all, you're one of my best friends, and I love you. But
you
here's
have
the thing.
Taste
okay,
friends.
Watch this. Real quick. July 27th. Inside Jokes on Hollywood Boulevard will be the entire Skid Row Thursday cast.
Yeah.
Comedy show. 9:30 Sunday, July 27th. Hit us up. We got tickets for you. We're going
to
be giving them away for the next
month. I would love to bring five of my family members.
Fuck your family members. You don't have real family. You know that,
Bombo. What's the thing?
Megan, tell us what you're doing.
As usual, every Wednesday, workout room in Echo Park.
Rules.
Super secret location. Also, this Sunday, at the airliner, and some other people are going to be doing comedy at a Christian metal show.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend everyone comes.
Is so much fun.
I mean, because
shit out of you.
Because Let's we were around. Told it doesn't have to be clean. And so this is going to be real interesting.
Airliner is amazing. Okay.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. Precinctshow.wordpress.com.
Chuck, where are you going to be?
Right now, I don't have anything scheduled, but if yes, it is. But if you're a producer out there, I am looking for opening spots.
Yeah,
and
Bobo.
You go to Chuck Cole Comedy on Facebook. Like my Facebook page.
I would like to plead the Fifth Amendment.
And moving right on, Ryan Tamo.
And Improv Space on Sunday in the UCLA
April
area.
April O'Connor.
At April Fool and every Tuesday at 33 Taps. And
great show.
Boston
Great
soon.
Show. Fuck yeah, 33 Taps, guys. Again, Inside Jokes, Hollywood Boulevard. Check it out.
Oh,
I'm Bernie Podcast, man. Guys. Have a great fucking evening.
Later, cunts.
Fuck the police.
Net.
You can't